Tracking the Odds is produced by Roulette Intermedium, roulette.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.
Coming up now on Tracking the Odds, Jennifer Walsh and Tony Conrad, recorded at Roulette in New York City on February 19, 2010, and made available through Roulette's Concert Archive Preservation Project. You can search the archive at roulette.org/archive. And now, Jennifer Walsh and Tony Conrad.
I thought there was going to be more explosions. I thought there would be far more explosions. I mean, that's the only reason that... I mean, he should be cutting off people's hands and torturing them and loads of explosions blowing up buildings. There should be somebody's hand trapped in a vice and he's cutting off their fingertips to use them to... gain entry to a secure vault. He should have a direct line to the president and a terrorist on the line, and there should be more explosions.
Thank you.
you're from back there. I'm the gentleman, you're the enemy. No, you're from Croatia. I'm the gentleman, you're the enemy. No, you're from back there. No, you're from Croatia. No, you're from Glasgow. I'm the gentleman, you're the enemy. You're from back there. No, you're from Glasgow. You're from Glasgow. You're from Paris and you're from London. I'm the gentleman, you're the enemy. You're back there. You're from Glasgow. I'm from Indian. You're from Brussels. From Norway. From Slovakia. Where are you? I'm the gentleman, you're the enemy. You're back there. You're from Germany. From Indian. From
Thank you.
She remind yourself that love. No, 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 but that, no, no, make room for that. No, make room for that. No, no, you used to leave with your father. Well, I'm never going to stitch you. No, 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 but that, no, make room for that. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay. Had the mange, and then there was two, he had a broken leg, and three, he had big problems, and four had, he could never figure out how to get into the coop, and five, he had terrible alopecia, feathers everywhere. Constantly. It was bad enough that his mother was his sister, and his daughter was also his sister, and his mother, but that's what happens when you keep chickens. We used to grind up eggshells. You have to give them ground up eggshells when the eggshells get weak. You'd think they wouldn't want to eat it, but you just grind it up really fine, mix it in with the rest of their food, and they chow it down just the same. I mean, you can draw a line in the sand, that's what Werner said. You can draw a line in the sand and they'll just follow it with their eyes, slowly from left to right. That's how you hypnotize them. That's how you cast a spell. Ooh. Oh, there was one. We called him Stringer Bell. We had to take him out of the barn and kill him. Number two, that leg. I mean, we tied it up with lollipop sticks, but it never really seemed to heal. She shoved him under her jumper and we chopped that leg off. Number three, it was really dreadful the way that he ended. Early in the morning, because sometimes the coop wouldn't open. It had a solar-powered panel door, but sometimes there wasn't enough sun to even open the goddamn door. And you'd have to check that their water wasn't frozen. One time we found two mice frozen in the water. They were both gazing up, glaring, trying to swim out of the frozen water. Who knows how long it took for them to die. Oh!
Day, which supposedly is an auspicious day, but the potatoes we planted on St. Patrick's Day, which supposedly is terrible luck, we should have planted them on Good Friday. It is so hard to keep track of all the different pieces. Stringer Bell kept trying to have sex with his mother. And Ed said, he has to go, he has to die, but I'm not going to kill him. So it was left to us to shut him up overnight, to be alone, so that in the morning he have voided his vows, as they say in the books, and then we could take him out to the barn and kill him. You have to have a bucket of hot water ready. You drop him in as soon as he dies, and then you pull him out before he starts cooking, so you can pull his feathers off.
I'm sure you'll find a chuckle or two in these famous radio commercials.
Thank you. Oh.
Oh, is this really out? Yes. He just... I mean, what goes through that lying and just reading? Did he even think, this is the plan, and this is the time, and this is the... I mean, I came here, what was I supposed to... I thought that we know that's what's going to say. I mean, I know I had an inkling, but I just thought we sat and we watched the guy do Tai Chi and we read cupcakes and it seemed like everything was going to be fine. I mean, you just lie there and think, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to just tell that person, and they're all cracked apart, and they say, you don't be cracked to let the light in, but I should tell you. Sharing is your responsibility. Nuala asked me for a book, I said he could take it. Back at them, I think they must be the photos of doom. If we hadn't found those books outside that Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, what would have happened? Easter had come very early that year. Sharing is your responsibility. Triangular window and a circular window, but in Ireland we just had a door. there was no window. And so we would go through the magic door, and then there would be some farming scene or something educational blue screened into the image. And that's where we would be led. And so the whole thing seemed a lot like that, like sort of blue screen gone terribly awry. At one point, one of the girls died because a pile of duvets and mattresses fell on top of her, and they picked up her knickers and all seemed to be smelling them. It was quite creepy. And another time, one of the girls got eaten by the piano, and the piano was spitting out different parts of her limbs and her breasts and her feet and everything, all covered in blood, and the tips of her fingers kept playing a tune on the piano all the same. Like they used to.
We have been listening to Jennifer Walsh and Tony Conrad, recorded at Roulette in New York City on February 19th, 2010, and made available through Roulette's Concert Archive Preservation Project. You can search that archive at roulette.org/archive.
Tracking the Odds is produced by Roulette Intermedium, roulette.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.